Welcome, welcome to this new episode of Aliveness Intimacy Purpose podcast with your host Anna at Upgradable. And today I'm bringing to you a topic which is about the capacity of nervous system and resiliency as a key to thrive in life and relationships and how to expand your capacity. Because why I'm so passionate about this topic? Because I truly believe that your nervous system interacts with life at all levels and all the time. The capacity of your nervous system as well as the state will define whether you operate from the place of surviving or thriving. If your default state is constantly fight and flight and you don't have a strong resiliency, you don't have a strong capacity, most probably you will be operating from the place of surviving. And lots of people walk around with dysregulated nervous system and weak capacity in a constant fight and flight state, and they don't even know about that. When we are dysregulated, we bring dysregulation to our relationships and we pass it from one to another. And what does it mean when our buttons get pushed, when some of our fears, insecurities, past wound are activated? We tend to automatically overreact, defend ourselves, protect ourselves, get righteous. So we are losing our ability to consciously respond to what's happening. And when we overreact, it destroys connection and intimacy in our relationship. And if we will look at it closer, the dysregulation is not an issue in itself, because life happens, our buttons get pushed, right? We get triggered. And it's okay if we know how to return to the regulated state. If we have the capacity to return to the regulated state. If we don't, we overreact and we get stuck in the state of dysregulation. And many people do so. If we don't, we tend to distract ourselves with different addictions, food, working crazy hours, as well as searching for more personal development information, more programs to find a release. Often we try to solve dysregulation through our mind and it doesn't work. Dysregulation is something which is happening at the level of your body, at the level of your nervous system. So we need to approach it from this level. So what does it mean, strong capacity of your nervous system? Who might be described as someone who has a strong capacity and resiliency? Well, first of all, the capacity of nervous system is basically how much energy you can hold and run through your body without contracting and collapsing. And what does it mean? When you are triggered, there is always an emotional charge that you experience inside of your system. So, if you have a strong capacity, if you have resiliency, if you have built resiliency, you can hold this emotional charge without automatically overreacting or defending yourself. And it's something that we can build. So, it's our ability to respond. It's when we have choice how we are responding when our patterns are pushed, are pressed. It's our ability to find center and ground in the midst of a conflict. It's our ability to return from dysregulated to regulated state. It's our ability to hold another when they bring their emotional experience without collapsing, without starting to defend ourselves. Yeah. And one more time, I want to highlight it because I really feel it's important. It's not about being in a regulated, calm state all the time. Actually, it's not what we want, because we need sometimes to be in a sympathetic state. It's how we bring our passion to the world. It's how we fulfill our purpose. But it's about our ability to switch between those states. So when we are in sympathetic state, then how we can return to the rest and digest. And this is the capacity of your nervous system. So how the resiliency and strong capacity of nervous system impact different aspects of our lives and why it is required to thrive in different aspects of our life. Let's talk first of all about our journey of transformation, of healing. At the level of the physical body, from the perspective of the physical body, to stabilize on this journey of transformation, healing, awakening, to become a powerful co-creator with life, to operate from the place of creating and thriving, we need to strengthen our nervous system. Yeah. Because when we need to metabolize all those past experiences, past memories, if you have a capacity to hold all those experiences without collapsing, it's a very essential skill that you can build. Yeah, because normally we collapse. We are not really feeling our emotions, but we are collapsing into them. But the more stability you build, the stronger gets your capacity, the more grounded and centered you can stay, the more you can metabolize with greater ease. As well, the sense of safety, no matter the external circumstances, in order to build this sense of safety, we need to expand the capacity of our nervous system as well to be with external life without collapsing. Yeah. And as I mentioned as well, the situations when you get triggered, when your buttons get pushed. There is always an interval, a time interval between the moment you are triggered and your reaction. And this interval is very short for some people. Meaning, as soon as their button get pressed, they disagree with someone, they overreact, they get defensive, or they close their system, they shut down. So, the stronger your nervous system capacity becomes, the longer this interval is. Meaning that you have a choice. You have a greater choice in those moments how you're responding to the situation that press your buttons, that trigger you. And it's not something that's happening at the mind level. We need to build the somatic capacity. Yeah. We need to build this capacity inside of our body to be with those emotional charges without overreacting or collapsing. Resiliency and strengths of your nervous system are very essential for our relationships, intimate relationships and not only. Because in order to be able to share the truth of your heart authentically, you need to have resiliency and strong capacity. Because you don't know how another will respond, how it will impact your relationship. But if you have this capacity and if you know that you will be okay no matter what, that you can stay grounded and centered when you share it, then it's a very valuable skill that you are developing. To have a healthy disagreement and debates, in order to have them, we need to have resiliency of our nervous system to stay grounded and centered when you disagree with someone and you have different perspective. In order to be able to hold those multiple perspectives without becoming reactive and defensive. And it's not where the current world is. So lots of people are dysregulated, have weak capacity, and as soon as someone has different opinion or perspective, they tend to overreact and get angry, get righteous. So a healthy nervous system, a strong nervous system of individuals is a health of our collective. healthy relationship is not a relationship where we don't have disagreements. But it's a relationship when we can have disagreements and handle them in a healthy way. This is a healthy relationship. This is a relationship that can sustain for a long time. When we can share the truth of our heart in a healthy way. When we can stay grounded and centered in the middle of a conflict and receive a feedback that your partner brings to you without closing your system or without collapsing. When we have resilient nervous system, we can hold space for another when they get emotional or they disagree and we don't get triggered and overreactive in those moments. We can hold this experience for them. As well as transmission of openness and love are byproducts of nervous system. Sexual depth is a byproduct of nervous system. So if you want to bring sexual depth into your intimacy, you need to have a strong capacity of your nervous system. Sexual experience, like the deep sexual experience, is about bringing and being able to hold more sexual energy. So one partner, which will play a masculine role, holds and circulates sexual energy, a great amount of sexual energy. And the partner who plays feminine role transmits more energy, more playfulness, more love, more dark sexual energies. And in order to be able to bring, to transmit the sexual energy, as well as to hold and circulate, you need to have strong nervous system. You will not be able to bring it if there are some blockages inside of your system, if there is some shame or guilt around sexuality. So first of all, those blockages needs to be discharged and healed. And then slowly you're expanding your nervous system capacity to bring more of those sexual energies. Yeah. One more time, it's not happening through the mind. You can't just say, okay, I will bring more sexual energy today, my dark lover today. So if you don't have not trained your nervous system, then most of the time, nervous system just can't handle it and you collapse. You close off. You're not able to transmit these energies through your system. Same as maybe you can hold and circulate this energy if you play a role of a masculine partner. It feels too much, the sexual energy that your feminine partner brings. Strong nervous system capacity is as well required to transmit confidence, clarity, to create trust when it comes to leadership, to lead a meeting, for example, and stay grounded. It is required to share your voice, your medicine, your art with the world in a bigger way, to be seen, to serve others at a greater level, to communicate the value of your services to the world. Because you don't know sometimes how your art will be received, how you will be received, how your message will be received. But if you can stay grounded and centered and you have a stronger capacity of your nervous system, you can take this risk. Yeah. To be able to hold more clients in your containers, in your maybe group containers, without collapsing and sabotaging, you need to have a strong nervous system capacity as well. Yeah. Anything can happen, but if you can stay grounded, if you can hold those containers, the energy that people bring, this is essential to be able to hold more people, to receive more people. So this is in a nutshell why it is so important to build, to expand the capacity of nervous system and to build resiliency if you want to thrive in different aspects of your life. Now, what limits the capacity of your body and nervous system to hold more energy is early age conditioning, past and integrated traumas, emotional baggage, all those bound energies that are inside of the body, right? They limit the amount of energy that can flow through your body and that you can hold inside of your body. That's why very often we end up sabotaging things that we are not ready really to receive. Let's make, whether it's love, greater intimacy or connection or success or money or being seen in a bigger way. Yeah. It's all about how much more energy you can hold, you can receive, and you can circulate. And first of all, we need to discharge all those emotions, trapped emotion, unintegrated traumas, wounds that are blocking the free flow of energy, as well as expand our capacity to hold this inside of our bodies. Yeah. And one more thing, it's not a mental exercise. It's not mentally training ourselves to hold more, to have a stronger nervous system capacity. It's a somatic type of work. We need to expand our somatic capacity. Yeah. That's why, in order to expand, we need to apply somatic-based practices. So what are those somatic-based practices that will allow you to expand your nervous system capacity and to build resiliency? I will give you a few examples. First of all, it's practicing your physicality, your stamina. One of them can be holding a pose that is physically challenging while staying calm, grounded, and aware. Feeling the discomfort while grounding to the earth and expanding awareness into the space. So one of the practices to build your stamina can be a horse stance pose. And you can Google it or you can watch it on the YouTube. So the goal is to hold this pose while staying relaxed with deep breaths and holding awareness and staying calm. It's about being with discomfort while staying calm and staying grounded and staying aware and breathing deeply. Yeah, and if you hold this pose for, let's say, 5-10 minutes, you build this stamina, you build resiliency, you expand your nervous system capacity. You're actually training yourself to be with the discomfort and to stay calm, to be with a discomfort, but to choose your response to this discomfort. Yeah. Another example is breath work, intense breath work that spikes your nervous system and mimics stress response. When you bring your nervous system through the breath to the stress response, it builds your nervous system capacity. But it needs to be an intense breath, such as Wim Hof, for example. Cold plunges can be very beneficial when you stay in the midst of this discomfort and you stay calm and aware and grounded. Another example can be some of the Kundalini practices. One of my favorite for these purposes is Ego Eradicator, when you hold your arms up in a specific position and you breathe deeply. It feels deeply uncomfortable in the beginning, all right? So you want just to stop. But when you hold this pose for some time and you build it gradually, how long you can hold this pose, as well, it trains your nervous system. It builds your resiliency. And the idea behind all those practices is how you can stay comfortable with the discomfort. How you can stay calm, aware, and grounded when the discomfort is present. Without collapsing, overreacting. Yeah. And this build, this expands your nervous system capacity to be with the discomfort. So you build your resiliency. And to finish this podcast, I just want to highlight one more time. If you want to thrive in different aspects of your life, it's essential to walk and to expand, to walk with and to expand your nervous system capacity and to build resiliency. Life will continue happening and will continue bringing us different kind of situations, the people who will trigger us. How you respond to those situations, this is how you're creating your life, how you choose to respond and what shows up next. Yeah. So the practices that I shared with you today, you can apply, include them into your morning routines, or you can train, practice them at any moment of your day. My intention is to keep these episodes short and sweet and to bring you as much value as I can. And that was it for today. If you want to learn more about the work that I'm doing, which is somatic-based transformation, as well as the work that I'm doing around relationships and intimacy, you can find me through my social media. So I'm on Instagram as Anna Upgradable, or you can find me on Facebook as well. That was it for today, guys, and I wish you a wonderful, wonderful day. Bye.